Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hey everyone, welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party with Holly and Sarah. We just finished episode 3 and I'm pumped. I'm Vanderpumped
You're
right
Vanderpumped.
Now.
Vanderpumped. Shit's picking up finally.
Thank God that my investment in VanderpumpRulesParty.com is possibly going to pay off.
And we've moved on from Snatchville.
Yes! That was... And Brittany was so sweet this episode.
Yeah, but it is crazy that she asked her over Ariana, who she's only known less than a year, really.
Yes.
Because when this was filmed, she only... Yeah.
That had to be an awkward setup of the scene. Like, okay, go talk to her. And I can always tell when Stassi has a real scene because you'll notice like her ears get red because she gets nervous and like her throat always gets red, which I have a red face problem too. Stassi, I get red when I get nervous too. So shout out to girls who get red. Okay, so there were so many things I noticed in this episode. I have notes. Okay, let's just start with the most amazing part of this episode, which was Tom's hair with the French braid that went into a man bun.
Right.
Like it
was
needs
a really nicely done French braid.
It was, I mean, with the streaks coming through the braid.
It was gay as fuck and metro as fuck, but I'm going to say an improvement over how his hair has been the last couple seasons. Last week included was horrible. It was like a horrible mop.
It was one of the best man buns I've ever seen. Like it was on point.
It was a good French braid.
It was. I wonder if Ariana did it. Because I swear I've seen her hair like that before,
well,
dude.
Well, hers, but I'm just confused that she's attracted to that because she's...
Like, didn't Kristen used to
share a
flat iron with him? Remember? Like,
yes.
Back
yes.
in season one,
and
they
he
would...
took longer.
Yeah.
Well, he does have better hair, I guess, than she does. But
she does have a hair struggle, I think.
Yeah. So still that nothing's changed from season one. And if anyone could benefit, and I'm tired of this overuse of hair extensions in every day, every person, every
yes.
walk of life, every event. But if anyone could actually benefit, it would be Kristen.
I agree.
Like, I don't, like, Stassi uses them all the time, talks about it like she didn't before. Like, you probably don't need them unless you have a special event. But Kristen actually does. So, in a way, I kind of give her props for not.
You know what's sad, though? Like, in this episode, for instance, if Stassi does have the set extensions in,
you can't really
can't even tell. So yeah. What are you even paying for? Like, I
right.
just see the front of
and
your hair.
And risking damaging your hair for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just also want to bring up, like, the spray tanning that's going on.
Oh.
Like, it's tragic. Like, you guys are not on Dancing with the Stars. I know that you probably critique the hell out of yourself because you see yourself on film. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably be doing the same thing as you. But we can tell. We see it. It's... Like when you raise your arm, it's white in your armpit yeah. or it's splotchy and
very Donald Trumpy.
Yes. Very like it. I'm just like nervous how you're wearing like tan suede boots and a cream colored sweater dress
yeah.
with that much spray tan
it's
on.
It's going to come off.
And like
and then also like know your place and know your audience because she just did this. She was in Chicago and New York and it's like it's November. Like now you just look like an asshole.
Yes.
Especially New York. People aren't doing that outside of Donald Trump. Maybe follow Ivanka's lead because you have that kind of look. Like you could really carry off that without having to orange yourself up. Like,
and I feel like back like when, you know, in our mom's day, it could have been like maybe she's wearing nylons in the color toast, but
or,
no one wears
suntan.
I used to have to buy tights that were toast colored for baton.
I used to have to wear them to church.
They had a shimmer to
them. My mom cried when I stopped wearing them because she didn't think it was appropriate. And my dad's just like, oh my God, chill out. She's fine. Thank God for that day. But anyways.
They are truly awful. And I'm the same is for Spanx.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, so this episode we start off with Katie asking all of the girls minus Ariana to be bridesmaids.
And you didn't comment on this, but I know she went to a lot of effort and work for that little canister thing. I just thought it looked very bizarre and weird, and like
it was similar to her bedroom, which is industrial chic.
Well, that was just funny.
Yeah,
because the fake brick wallpaper with like the 1980s Nagel black desk and the full bed and it was all over the place.
I felt like it was like Urban Outfitters, but like their storage room. Like there was like, I saw like a potted plant hanging.
Or like a holiday party in the storage room where they just strung up. Hey, let's just string up these.
And there's like lights. And there's like an old office couch back there where everyone hooks up on, and that was the size of their bed. Like, two girls barely fit on that bed. How, like, then, hashtag upgrade to a king size bed, yeah, hashtag or Casper. A queen.
And then the queen. The canister with like these random burlap. Like, obviously, I've seen and been to a lot of weddings and bridal showers that are like that rustic-y feel with the use of burlap. But this looked like your first grade kid did a craft project and you stuck random bows on this like coffee canister, and then you opened up to this chintzy weird colored balloon, and that popped open into like the bread tie.
I have to say,
it's like a bread tie that she wrote the note in.
So she is very consistent with herself, with her fashion, and with nothing matching.
Where nothing makes sense.
No, and that it's like, oh, her style's this. Nope.
Well, I'm retro. That took 50s a turn with a cheetah print henna tattoo, and then a tribal, and then
like the canister off that you're talking about, like it's a silver thing, but then it had like crushed velvet flowers on the outside, and then it opened burlap to a marble balloon, and then you hit it with a little clothes, like it was a hot mess.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she had those made. I hope she had those made. And
no, it showed her making it on the kitchen table with shorts watching.
Are you shitting me? That's the part I must have missed. Is that when he was lubing up his steaks for the...
Yeah, no, that was before. It was last episode, and he was making it, and she was making it, and he was like, what? I thought you just asked someone to be your bridesmaid, and he didn't know it was a whole production, and then he's like, how much is it going to cost? And he just couldn't believe it was like a whole production. But I did think it inspired him to do the ass steaks, which was amazing.
Okay, it was amazing because who got those photos developed so quickly? Did those photos come out of the home office in their industrial
and
chic
who took
room?
Them? The other Bubba took those pictures.
The other Bubba's like, spread those cheeks a little wider and place those here. Let me place the shrimp for you. But I mean, that was an amazing, amazing moment, and that's when we were at that point. That was like what, like 4 minutes in or something, and I thought, oh, dude, we may have a good episode here. When he said, what did he say? Something, it's your steak, motherfucker. Like they're like, well, what is this?
My special seasoning.
Like, they thought they were getting, like, a little award that said, you are named my...
groomsman.
Yeah, and it was a picture of his ass with a steak in the middle of it.
So the pictures were awesome. We do think the running scene was clearly staged because... no one sweats like that. It's like someone poured a bottle of water down his back and like, you know, like, come on.
I feel like when I, like if I were to record where I sweat, no one would want to see it, because when I actually do break a sweat, which it's hard. Usually I just turn beet red and nothing comes out. But when I do actually sweat, it will come off of like my cheek, like not like the temples of my head, but like weird places on my face or droplets off my chin. But never in these designed like
and he was
lines.
Like, drenched in designed lines, and he's like, "Oh, and I ran 3 miles."
A 3 mile? I mean, come miles? On, that's a freaking 30 minute workout, dude. Come on, please.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we cut to the girls, you know, who are all Team Katie, going to design their invitations. Which they go into the store and they're like, wow, this is so nice.
The size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, a total LA spot, you can tell, because I used to, you know, I love all things Hollywood. And so like some of these places, specifically with Sarah, I'd be like, oh my God, please just take me to like this store I've always wanted to go. And we would go there to LA Park and I would walk in and be like, is this it? Trashy Lingerie, for instance. Yeah. It's tiny.
Yeah. Fred Meyer.
Fred Siegel.
Fred Siegel. Like Fred Meyer's huge.
Like, it's like they're really, really small. So the angles, what is going on here? So my ADD is kicking on because of the TV. Is that a Jonas Brother?
Yeah, it's Cake by the Oceans. DNCE.
Oh my God. Okay, so the invitation, so she gets a tea towel. We had to look up what the fuck a tea towel is.
And then we were talking about it. I'm like, oh, it's like what I used to buy like in Key West for the recipe of key lime pie, or in New Orleans, I'll buy it with the recipe of jambalaya on it. Like, oh, okay. Like a little novelty you get at a tourist store for 99 cents. All right.
But like, I guess like another item you could have picked is like a wine topper, or like, it just seems like there's like a lot of other things you could have done. It's a little odd to me, but anyways,
yeah.
So she, you know, pulls the trigger on that. It's expensive for 150 invitations. It's $2,700. And you know, her friends are like, you know, nervous for her. And, so then what was notable after that? Let's see. Okay. Now we cut back to Lisa confronting James about his little rift that he had, where he was put into a headlock at Sir, or was it at Pump? I don't know. Anyways, yeah. So she's like, listen, you know, James, you can't keep having these things happen. It's just bad for business. And so she basically kind of like teases that he may be fired. So he drops his head. He gets a little sad.
Cries. But then his commentary is like, I can't help it. People come at me. Hashtag winning.
Yes. He goes, Lisa, you know, everyone's jealous. Like, I'm winning now. And like, I'm giving more than everyone else. Like, it's not my fault. I'm winning.
I'm the number one top dog, number one DJ at this club. Okay, first of all, it's a restaurant. How many DJs do you actually have there? And is that like an aspired role that you're...
I felt like the girl that was standing in as the DJ did not even know how a computer worked.
No, she's just like,
she looked so okay. Clueless. And he was even like, do you know what this button is? And she just sat there dead face.
This is the enter button. This is the play.
And then Lisa's like, all right, I found through my investigation, I found out that it wasn't your fault. So you're spared this time. But that's it. This is your last chance. She's like, now go back and do what you're good at. Go spin some discs. Like, what? Like, what the hell? There's no way he's using a compact disc, because
she can't see through those eyelashes anymore. I wish we could go back to season one or two of Beverly Hills, where Lisa had like regular eyes, because she has stunning eyes, but she hides them under those monster eyelashes.
I wish we could go back.
Note to self, Sheena. Pay attention at what your future will hold if you continue on this path. And by the way, segueing from James to Lala, bringing up Sheena. Thin ice there on calling her out about fucking a married man. I know supposedly you didn't know, but at some point you did know. So yeah, you might not have known on date one, date two, but you did know. And you're a lot older than her. You should mentor her, help her through it. And who knows if it's true or not. Lala says it's not. Even if it is, thin ice on calling her out on that.
I feel like thin ice on anyone calling her out on it. Like, these girls, I'm starting to seriously agree with Tom that the girls are all being mean, and they're jealous that Lala has a Range Rover, and that, I mean, it was like this really cute Range Rover.
She made a good point in argument. She backed up her shit, at least with, you know.
Yeah, she's like, it's $350 a month. Like, what? It's not my fault that my mom pays for everything. Like, I was so jealous when she said that. She's like, my mom pays for
Why aren't they saying this about Brianna on OC Housewives? Like, So why isn't Brianna sucking a guy's dick to get her house down payment? Like, so maybe Lala's mom is just like Vicky Gunvalson. She paid for the down payment and Lala's making the payments.
Yeah.
So why aren't they calling Brianna out?
I don't know.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So I appreciated that Lala sought Katie out to say sorry for the comment that she made about her being fat. And then Katie just was not very nice back to her. And then the whole thing with Katie being mad that Sheena even had the nerve to talk.
Yeah, at work.
To Lala was ridiculous.
I'm sure they have to co-interact at work.
And like, and I like, and when Katie was like to Lala, she's like, and your name isn't even Lala. Like, it's like, Katie, we all said that literally the first second we met her. That's like that's the best you can come up with.
And Katie, your name is probably Catherine.
Yeah.
So like Lala had a good comeback for that too. Like, well, my mom's called me that since I was a child. Well, guess what, Katie? You've probably been called Katie since a child, but your name's probably Caitlin or Catherine or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Stupid. That's your best.
Yeah. I just.
Burner.
Yeah. I mean, people are always uncomfortable with someone who is like unapologetically different. And I feel like that's how Lala is. She owns it and it makes people uncomfortable. Katie is the opposite of that. She tries to be different, but it just comes across as confused.
And then I can't give Kristen a pass either because she calls her a whore and a skank. And I'm like, are you actually saying this with a straight face right now? Because, okay, let's just assume everything you guys are accusing her of is true. She's, if this boyfriend is married, clearly Lala is not friends with the wife, let alone best friends, let alone fucking him while she's in the next room. Much like you did to your best friend with your boyfriend's best friend. So, okay, if Sheena was on thin ice, Kristen, you should probably just like incinerate into ashes after accusing someone of something like that after what you did. That's ridiculous.
And let's just for the sake of argument, let's say that was a storyline. Let's say it was a storyline that they actually didn't sleep together. Just by the actual footage that we have seen of Kristen, mm-hmm. and why I stated that I'm a fan of her, she's crazy. She's done crazy shit. She's been violent with people. She gets hammered. We've seen her hook up with multiple people. She has no room to eye roll or be doing anything against another woman.
Right.
And I just feel like anytime there's a fight that Kristen has to act like she's the toughest in the group, mm-hmm. and that she... Oh. No, she is a slut. Like, I will go hard. Like, I will take her down. Because I'm a vegetarian. I'm strong.
This is where their Bravo celebrity-ness has gone to their heads. And we should segue into this because this is an important point. Definitely you can tell by social media and the Snapchatting that I referenced in the last episode. The douchebag cars, the like, oh, our new apartments, which are still pretty scary
shitty.
To me. But the fact that when we saw them at the improv and TMZ is there and we are outside talking and we start talking to the TMZ guy, he has no idea who anybody is. He said he was supposed to cover this other event, but they sent him here to do this crappy event and he had no idea who anybody was. So we're talking to him and out comes, you know, Kristen is there. Doing mm-hmm. her little sketch comedy.
Yes.
In big quotes. And, you know, but the camera's on her because they're filming Vanderpump, not because the paparazzi camera's on her. The Vanderpump cameras are on her. So we're talking to the TMZ guy. He's not moving. He's not doing anything.
He's literally in the street.
Yeah. Talking to us.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, hey, dude, you know, well, that's the one that's performing. You might want to, you know, go get your shot or go get your interview. And he's like, who? Which one? So we point her out and he's like, oh, okay. We're like, that's Kristen. He's like, what's her name?
We're like, Kristen Doty.
He had no idea the name, who she was, when he saw her. Like,
he had
nothing.
No idea what Vanderpump Rules was.
No.
No idea. And I don't know who he was looking for there, but clearly it wasn't that.
He was sent maybe there to cover the event, but he didn't know any.
Yeah, I think he was looking for Heather McDonald, if anyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was funny. And then as our car was being pulled up to valet, we then saw him doing an interview, and she was like so excited to be talking to TMZ. And it was like, you're welcome, Kristen, because we just...
That wouldn't have happened.
No, like we gave him
all... didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You're welcome.
Keep it real.
Yes. And I will say that one of the things that they did not edit well tonight was at the housewarming party. You know, Katie and Tom, you know, they're excited to have their friends over. They're a little nervous about hosting with their Trader Joe's passable plates.
Oh my God.
And their
red Solo cups. Yeah, and their plastic liters of
yes.
7-Up.
Oh my God. Coca-Cola. They're like, help yourself to some drinks.
And they're like, and she's like, I feel like we're really legit and elegant once you have a charcuterie plate. I'm like, you mean that you unwrap the cellophane from?
I mean, I appreciate that, but it was still funny to watch someone do it, you know, like, and then pretend like they're adulting. But
it was already like pre-made and pre-cut.
Oh, it was like.
Like gross.
Totally.
And it was like nasty crap too. Yes. It was like processed. Yeah. Anyways. Sorry.
And so, yeah. And
I'm
so,
a little high maintenance that way. So whatever.
But. Yeah. We just had like organic cookies over here and I ate all of them. Hashtag summer body.
Oh my God. I got to tell you about, okay. Alyssa's cookies. Mark Cuban is like a massive like investor and biggest fan. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. Okay. The cut that I thought was so weird. So they're here at this housewarming party, but we only saw Sheena and Shay walk in and they're so happy. And she asked for a bottle of water for him because he's sober. And then it cut to Stassi and Brittany. And so like you see everyone like getting, you know, mingling around. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, are they at Katie and Tom's house or are they outside at a tiki bar? Because we look at Ariana and Tom and they're like out in a jungle on the patio.
They're filmed separately and they never film with the other cast.
No.
So but we think they filmed that separately.
But they never even panned to the patio. It did not make any sense.
You're right. That was another slapstick production. Put something up quick and make it pretend like
it's like the production isn't creating a storyboard before each episode to say here's how we want it to go. They're just editing and going, this will go there. These idiot Bravo viewers won't notice. It's like we did notice.
I don't think they were there. If you look at everything on social media, every event, those two are never with the rest of them.
Why?
Even like Coachella or the...
But why would Andy and Lisa care to keep them on the show? Like, I don't think anyone would be like, I'm not watching if they're not on.
Right.
So what's the deal, you
Probably
think?
Probably this season because they're in the wedding.
Yeah.
And it's Schwartz's best friend.
Yeah. And they are like the mending the ties between... Lala and right. DJ James.
This segues. Creating whatever. If this is the drama that's created because Tom and Ariana are civil to James and Lala, if that's just the biggest drama next to Snatchville, we're not looking at a good season, but
no.
We'll see.
But yeah, I also, I feel like they're trying to phase out us calling him DJ James Kennedy. I haven't heard that referenced in this season as much as last season. Mm-hmm. And I think that even his Instagram is like the real James Kennedy. It's not like DJ James Kennedy anymore. Because it used to be DJ James Kennedy like 2007 or something. But I just want to say once again, he saved the episode and it looks like it's going to be good. What were the previews again?
I think what saved the episode was... Tom Schwartz dressed as Mark Anthony and Jax dressed as the V-necked, what do you call it? Waxed chested orange tanned stripper from Florida picture.
Yes.
Yeah. And after that picture, I absolutely believe he did kiss that guy in Florida.
I do too. Oh, 100%. Oh, and then what about how Jax wants to jump right into planning the bachelor party
like the transgender
and wants to have trannies. First he said transvestite, then he said transgender, and then Tom was like, no, we'll just have some cross dressers, and he's like, same thing. And It's not the same thing, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's too soon for that joke. We'll see how that lands on social media. Okay, so let's see. Oh, also, I feel bad for calling this out. Because it was, but we did pause and rewind a couple times during this episode when they were going to make the toast after the girls got asked to be bridesmaids. And there was an extra hand in the toast with someone that had a rash. Or at first, all we noticed was Katie's leopard tattoo. It was like, holy shit, she has a leopard tattoo. But then there was this other arm in there.
I've seen that before, but it just like...
It just stood out in this scene for some reason.
And her other shit doesn't go with
it. Yeah, it was just like...
She's got... She's touts about, like, I love a goth look or a goth lip. And then she's, like, trying to do this retro look. And then this... It's like, pick a team.
You know what? Like, I'm surprised. Like, I wonder if for the holidays she's going to have that fucking... I don't even know what movie this is from. I just know the horrible... That fucking leg lamp. You know that Christmas leg lamp? Isn't that from like the Christmas movie? And it's like the fucking leg and it's a lamp. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. I'll show you. This lamp reminds me of Katie, and I bet you this bitch has it, or she has like a tattoo of it. The leg lamp. You guys know what I'm talking about.
That's funny.
Okay, so what else? So Lala and Katie's shitty car. She's only paying $350 a month on a lease for her Range Rover.
She's like, I'm sorry you feel bad about yourself for driving that shitty car or whatever she said.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But enough with all this filming and with all their showing off all their new apartments, because dude, this is you're not worth showing anything. You're not showing some like kick-ass place or cool retro LA place, like a cool old house, or even a freaking one of the new skyscrapers or something downtown. They're just showing these old stucco-y old 80s,
you know what,
buildings.
That's a really good point. I wonder if like the Bravo production people like refuse to like pay location fees or something, because think about it.
Yeah,
they pretty much only film at Sir or in their shitty apartments.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, they filmed
it. When I lived in Santa Monica, it was like, I was set, my place was going to be filmed for this movie, and then they found out how much the Santa Monica location fee was, and so they had to move it to...
Like, I'm sure that the that invitation place didn't mind them filming there, because right, probably one person a time can come into that store.
Yeah. And the one person that will watch it and write the name down will go and order invitations. And
yeah. So Katie probably did not pay the fee for that because it was promoed out. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So the locations we're calling you out, production, again. Gosh, they really are slipping.
Yeah.
The one thing that has improved, I noticed this actually last season, ever since DJ James Kennedy arrived. So shout out to James. The music has improved in between,
yeah,
like the episodes. Like when Katie and Lala were going to have their conversation, it was like, there's going to be a fight. Come on out back. Yeah. It's like someone is really, really doing their work on the music, because
nothing else has changed. The uniforms, no, the set.
Nope.
The...
Yeah. I feel like the alley and, you know, the back of Sir has, yeah, a little more light now. It's better lit because it's, I don't know, it seems a little bit better back there. But that is...
Nick and Kelly are going there tomorrow. We should,
oh, really?
See if it's, yeah, changed since we've last been. Mm. I don't really have a desire to go back. I mean, the food's not good. I don't know. I
want to try Pump.
I'd rather check out Pump.
I haven't got to try. Yeah, I want to try Pump. I would go back to Villa Blanca again in the hopes of seeing like Gigi Hadid, who is in hot water right now for doing a Melania Trump impression. Like,
she's,
I don't understand.
Hot water?
Oh,
I,
it's,
thought,
like,
it was like positively trending.
She had to apologize.
She did?
Yeah. And she did. And
oh,
and everyone's like, stick to modeling. Like, okay, people need to like get it. Like, there's always going to be political, like, jokes on every...
Donald does it with SNL. Okay, they've mocked every single president.
Yes.
And all the presidents laugh, or they pretend to laugh.
Yes.
But he's just like, it's not funny. It's not funny. And it's like, okay, even if she was Gigi was or wasn't funny, I mean, I heard
he's making it funnier by not laughing.
Yeah,
like when someone he's making it worse for. If he wants it to stop, yeah, he should start laughing because then it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah, then it would die.
Yeah, but
they'd probably stop doing it.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking? I was telling Chad. I was like, imagine if you were the girl. I forget what her name is on SNL, but imagine like you were gonna be the Hillary on like. She probably thought, like, dude, I've got, like, 4 years. My job is going to be so steady. Oh. You know, and now it's, like, I mean, she probably still like will.
I kind of wanted Sarah Palin to win just to see more Tina Fey.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. Because, yeah, but it's, like, can you imagine, like, you have that character down. Like, yeah, that's your thing. And then you're, like, yes. And then you're, like, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, shoot. So, Alec Baldwin is set, though. I don't know. He's... So, okay, we're off topic, but I just have to say I felt a Vanderpump rush after this episode. My blood was pumping. It was good. You know, I know everyone's mad about the girls being mean to Lala and the mean girls are back, but oh, it felt good. It was like, it was fast paced. It was better. It was good. It was good. I'm excited for next week. And
I'm excited for James's beauty queen girlfriend to come.
Yes. And we did do a little bit of research on James's iTunes charting, and he is charting at number 27 in the dance section of iTunes as of today, you know, at midnight when we're recording. So, I mean, props. I don't know. He's doing it.
Hashtag winning.
Yeah. And Max does have a featured song. Nice. We tried a little sampling of it, and Sarah said, "I turn it off." Like she was getting sick, she started feeling like she was
dizzy, nauseous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I was like my friend in the elevator the other night in Vegas, get those girls out of here right now, we're gonna throw up. I had to kindly ask some really loud girls to leave the elevator.
Otherwise, if someone told me, if someone said, get out, this girl's really sick, trust me, I would say gladly, thank you for telling me. Yeah. Like I would quickly they exit.
Did. They did. I was nice about it. She maybe wasn't, but.
Oh my gosh.
So anyways, good.
Yes. So we will be back next week with the new episode where we will meet James's pageant girlfriend. And it looks like lots more drama is to come with the Lala thing and all between the friends. It looks like Stassi was confronting Sheena.
Yeah, about
being a friend. Like, Stassi,
maybe being civil at work to a coworker.
Yeah, Stassi, I don't know if you're the best person to lecture on this. Right. You know, like you're freshly, you know, off the friendship train too. So I don't know.
Who just dropped Katie for
Really quick, what did you think about Jax's comment about Sheena's ass?
Well, first of all, I don't know why they were talking about it that particular night, because those pants were horrible. So ugly, so unflattering, because she has a great body right now.
She literally was wearing a black leotard, yeah, with some high-waisted, gray-washed, yeah, stone-washed jean.
They just were not flat. She loves that high-waisted thing. She does that with
but her suits. I mean, I have to, because she's literally showing that her waist is 4 inches,
yeah,
across. Like this, I could see the stitches in her jeans, and it was like seven stitches on me would be a pocket. So I mean, I understand what she was doing, but that it wasn't a good look.
I mean, she got a bad edit too when they flashed back to 2012, which is, I mean, yeah.
Like, not only is she little, but she's short. And so, yeah, I feel like she could benefit from a stylist right now, because her body looks the absolute best that it could, but she's not,
yeah,
dressing. She's not
that
realizing.
That was horrible.
She's not realizing what the camera can do. And, yeah, and Tom and Katie's apartment is like this big, long, tall building. And then it's like her little pants. And it was just a hot mess.
Yeah. It didn't look good.
Kind of like their bedroom. I'm not over the bedroom. I'm not over the bed.
It's like industrial chic. It's like they hung up a string of, again, just randomly. It wasn't even like that industrial look. It was like they got that at CVS, the string of lights.
And I feel like just because they're having their wedding, everyone is so far up their asses. Yeah. It's making me nauseous. It's like, why is everyone kissing their butt so much? Like back in when Stassi was being real and bossing Katie around, she would not have, she would have told her, she would have been like, this is ugly.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Like, do it like I do. Right. And add some fur and make this like more chic. She'd be like, this is not chic. And she, I saw her bite her tongue. So Stassi, you biting your tongue, you're not being a good friend. I feel like
it's like when someone like, you come out with your new haircut or your outfit and someone goes, oh, wow, interesting.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's basically what was going on.
Yeah. And you could see it was very clear on all of their faces. And I actually felt bad because it looks like, yeah. Oh, I like the, cool. And it's industrial.
Yeah, I haven't That's, seen this before.
Industrial isn't a word that I would ever want anything described. Even if I had like a business in like in an office, I wouldn't want someone to go, I really like this industrial park. Like what? Like I wouldn't want like that ever described as anything. Like unless I have,
it's like if it's like
unless I have a power plant as a business or something.
Kind of bulbs and then with brick, but not like. Mismatched, I feel misaligned like brick
hardware
wallpaper.
Is a better like a, like I like your
hardware
the, yeah like restoration hardware
they
but
didn't
not
have hardware they had a string of lights from CVS
it was yeah it's so done on which
and a desk from
it's
the 80s.
Very done on a budget which is why she's probably so angry at Lala I don't know and then you know and then they flash over to Lala and to James and they're like you know they're probably having a basic party drinking their basic wine with their basic cups and like Sarah, you pointed out, they couldn't even use real like glassware.
So like they never have parties. Obviously, everyone's like, oh, like maybe, Shay's like, oh, their place is nice. So he's obviously never been there. And you're having just a small like clearly you did not see it was not a blowout party. And they said they wanted to have like their good friends over for an elegant kind of housewarming party. Well, that's yeah. That's where you use glassware or like, I mean, solo cups. Are you 20?
Well, I mean, I have to admit right now, jugs? Like I don't have that many glasses for
well,
that many people.
You can go to Pier 1.
Yeah. Pier 1.
Get shit for $2 or they have clearance. So you can get glassware for $1.
Actually at Cost Plus, like they have like really good deals on like it's
Cost
like,
Plus. Like how many bachelor parties do I have?
Actually
I brought,
Dollar Tree
I brought
even.
Real glass champagne
That's
glasses.
That's why I have all my that's all of the champagne glasses that I have. I think I have like 4 from you.
Well, I told you I cleared out all those. They're still sitting there. I'm gonna trash them, but I just feel bad. So I was like, they're still sitting there. You could take as many. But it's not like you're gonna have a need for.
Yeah, it's not like I'm hosting Thanksgiving this week at my house because my mom is purchased a Stater Brothers turkey dinner. So. Hashtag blessed.
But anyway, I just think if you're hosting a housewarming party and you're just inviting intimate friends and you're billing it as like an elegant da, 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 and how you're saying it's legit and upscale because you have a charcuterie platter that you like ripped off the cellophane.
By the way, I don't even
meat.
Know that word that you're saying.
All right. It's
like a cheese plate.
Like a meat platter, meat and cheese platter.
Say, what is it called?
It's like an antipasto or something. But it's just charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fucking salami and shit. But like you saw the turkey. It's like freaking Oscar Mayer turkey. And they're sticking the individual toothpicks.
It was from Trader Joe's.
And the, oh, okay. Well, that's, I mean, that's on par with that era. They're getting a little too old that they should be moving away from that. But
yeah.
And that's fine. That's totally fine.
And
totally
I feel like
edible, but
maybe
don't bill it as like this yeah. legit elegant and party and then have solo cups and like plastic liters of 7-Up.
They probably like are waiting for their glassware gifts from the bridal shower, which yeah. I'm sure will be yeah. filmed, you know, so.
But
no, I totally
honestly,
agree with
you.
You.
You could go to Party City and get plastic glassware.
Yes.
In many shapes and sizes. It
would or just something, like, something a little more interesting. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But overall, I liked this episode. It was at least it was something to talk about. And I can't wait for next week. So tune in next week for an episode. Are we going to be a little delayed with the next one?
Well, it's on Monday, assuming I don't think Thanksgiving will have an effect. So
Thanksgiving is on Thursday this year, right?
Is it Thursday?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Oh, I hate when they change it up like that.
God damn. Okay, so we will be back with another hard-hitting episode.
Sometime next week.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.